The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
Report out that 111 people ended their own lives during the first 6 months of California's right to die law.
Wow, that's a big number.
Yeah, it is. In the first 6 months since they started this, so I think January 1st, right, is when the right to die law kicked in. So since January 1st, 111 people have...
Oh, wait, no, I'm looking at it right here. Between June 9th and December 31st of 2016. So this is a... They're just releasing the information.
Okay, yeah, all right. I guess, you know, that's a success then, right? that's what you put the law in effect to do is allow people to die. So congratulations, California. You've had a successful first 6 months.
Nice. Big win for the state.
Yeah.
We're able to.
Yeah, how wonderful.
To allow 111 people to die.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's
good for them.
Again, I mean, you know, it does seem...
It's just awful, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the scariest part about this is, of course, a slippery slope type argument, which happens certainly in Germany and other places where, you know, you start doing this with people who are asking to die, and it winds up escalating, and you need to make sure you stop that. But still, it's always terrible. I mean, they say 191 people got... prescriptions for the drugs, the life-ending drugs. 21 of them just died without using them, so they died before it even happened. 59 individuals, their life undetermined at this time. So maybe they chickened out, or they had a miraculous recovery, or whatever.
Interesting.
That's 111 for sure.
So 87.4% of the people who died were 60 or older. Now, 60 is not... That's not very old. I mean, if you're 61, 62, 63, you could live another 30 years.
Yeah, to bring back to the tennis analogy we've been using, I mean, Bobby Riggs was expected to beat one of the top players in the world when he was 55.
Yeah.
And he did with Margaret Court,
and
right?
Did.
And with
52, beat the number
54.
One woman in the world. 96.4% had health insurance. 83.8% were receiving hospice or palliative care. Majority of the individuals were white and college educated. So that's why nobody cares, because it's just a bunch of white people taking their own lives. So we don't care about that.
I don't think it has anything to do with white people, do you?
Yeah, if they're old white people, nobody cares, right? I mean, we do, but Californians aren't going to care about this.
I did just make a point about Jeffy, so yeah, you're probably right, old white people.
Exactly.
You know, like him.
You know, it is a slippery slope, though, right? I mean, these people are wanting to die, or apparently wanting to die. But in the UK, we're talking about a baby who is on life support, who the court says, you know what?
No, that's a killer story.
You're not going to, the parents are not going to get the baby back, and the baby deserves the right to die with dignity.
Well, to explain that a little bit in more detail, it's a 10-month-old baby who has a degenerative DNA syndrome of some sort, and it's usually fatal. The hospital in England said, look, we've done all we can for your baby. Now we're just going to unplug her from life support. The parents are like, no. We made a deal with a doctor in
the United
America,
States.
And we raised $1.6 million on our own to pay for this. So we're going to take him to the doctor in the United States. Just release our baby to us and we'll take him to the U.S. The hospital refused, took it to the court, and the court decided that they cannot have their baby back and the baby must be allowed to die with dignity. A 10-year-old? A 10-month-old? A 10-month-old baby has to die with dignity?
10-month-old babies.
What the hell is that?
Crap in their pants all day.
Yeah, they don't have any dignity yet.
They don't care about dignity yet.
No.
That's not something they care about.
No. And if the parents want to try an experimental treatment that the doctors, they said there's no guarantees, but, you know, this may help. And so they want to try it. Who wouldn't?
Everyone would.
Of course you'd try that.
Of course.
Anybody who has a child knows, of course you're going to try that.
Of course.
You're going to do everything you possibly can, especially when you've raised all kinds of money and you could afford it.
I mean, they already have started doing everything they could by raising money to pay for it and get their child ready to go for it.
I mean, this is an unbelievable situation.